content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Baby, do you want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos, Von Eaglin, and we have V. Mendoza again in studio, a newest addition to One Life Radio. We're gonna let her get over the nervousness of being in a radio studio, and then we're going to start talking to her next week. She's a really cool chick and a nice addition to the show, and I'm very excited to have her on our team. So it's always great to have you here, Von Eaglin.
Hey.
And you're a licensed professional counselor supervisor that works with two group practices here in the Dallas area. So we're going to pick your brain today all about relationships and the fundamentals of a healthy relationship. We also have Dr. Marvin Singh coming on. He is a medical doctor that practices as an integrative gastroenterologist in San Diego, California. We're going to be talking about gut health for longevity. I have a lot of questions I want to ask him. So you gave me this book right before the show started, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is a book that Von recommended. It's The Man's Guide to Women, which I find is super fascinating. I'm wondering what men think about women, and I didn't even know that this book existed. But let's see, where was I?
I said, what about The Woman's Guide to Men? And he was like, well, men need more help.
We do. Yeah, well, you know, I want to say we're stupid or ignorant, but in some ways, yeah, I think we kind of are because, you know, guys, we don't understand how women work, how they think, what's important to them. Well, you know, we're not taught that. You know, we're not socialized into a lot of those things. But, you know, what women look for, and I think it's one of the first lines in that book, is simple, one simple word, trustworthiness. Can a man be trustworthy? And we've talked about this a lot of times.
They say that's the number one thing that a woman looks for.
Number one thing.
I don't know about number one. It is very important. I guess trust, of course, is the fundamental, it's a foundation of any kind of relationship.
Right, right. And we've talked about this before about how trust comes in many different forms in a relationship. Like, I trust that you're going to be a good financial provider, or I trust that you are going to be a good father, or I trust that you're going to have sex with me whenever I want to. I trust. And so you have to have a lot of trust in a lot of different areas of your relationship.
Say that again. I trust that you're going to have sex with me
Whenever I initiate sex, I want to be able to
trust
that.
Well, that goes both ways. But of course, for a guy, that's always easy, isn't it? Because guys always want it. Most men would have sex like multiple times a day, right?
I've had a lot of clients come in my office. Some of them have a high sex drive. I've seen other times where the woman is begging for sex, and the guy's like, it's just not that important to me.
Yeah.
Now, that's a little bit more rare, but most guys usually, just on average, are a little bit more rare to go. Well, again, we don't.
Which would explain chapter 6. Is she more than a hookup?
Well, here's the thing is that women have more prerequisites when it comes to sex. So, guys, we don't have as many hangups.
Because a lot of men go around spreading their seed and then walk away from that responsibility. Just saying, bam.
You're taking shots at me over here.
It's true.
Right?
Do you think?
Yeah. Well, actually, women.
V, jump on that mic. Get on the mic. Just do it. Be fearless, my dear.
I'm coming for you, Bernadette.
You got three women you're fighting with now.
There are more women who cheat nowadays than men.
I've heard that.
So what's this about spreading seeds and stuff? I mean, women are, I guess I don't want to say spreading their legs, but a lot of women, are out there, you know, taking advantage of all, you know.
Well, I think that they're finally exercising their sexual freedom.
I'd agree with that.
So,
you know,
why is it okay for a guy to, you know, if a guy, and you've heard this, oh, doggone it, I knocked over my water. So, you know, you've heard this for years, you know, and everyone out there knows what I'm going to say. They do. You know, if you're a guy and you're out there spreading your seed, you're a stud. And if you're a woman, you're a whore or a slut, right?
No, that's true. That's true.
Why is that?
That is a common,
double standard.
It is a double standard. I'm not the one who sets the rules. I just live by them, kind of. So, okay. You know, I mean, it's true, though. Guys, a lot of times, and, you know, I've had guys come in my office and they say, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to have sex with a lot of women. But if a woman has high numbers in terms of her sexual count, then.
Oh, go to hell. How about that?
I'm just saying.
I mean, seriously.
Just saying, it is a double standard.
Who's got high numbers?
It's a hypocrite.
Oh, okay.
All right. If a woman.
Maybe that would make her really good in bed. So
body count? Is that what y'all are
body
talking
count.
How would
all
you
right.
even ask
a,
that? Like,
if, I don't know.
So, yeah, how could you go into meeting someone new
I
and then just straight up
you
ask
that?
Okay. Let me ask you this. If a man meets you and he asks you how many people have you slept with?
I'd say none of your business.
Right?
And we're done right here.
Are you going to lie
Bye-bye.
About
it?
Are you going to lie about it?
I'm not. It's none of his business how many men I've
v,
slept with.
I need to jump in. What would you say?
Come on, V.
What would you lie? Would you tell him the truth if it was a high number?
I mean, yeah, I would tell the truth. I'm always for telling the truth. But then I'd be like, why do you feel the need to ask
Even
me?
Know.
What about number? You? What's
yeah,
your body?
Yeah, exactly. What's your number, dude?
Because he would probably lie.
For the guy.
Yeah, the guy will lie for sure.
Oh, whoa.
And they'll exaggerate.
Hold on.
They'll exaggerate because they want to make themselves look like studs.
It depends. I don't know.
Or maybe not.
If it's a beta male, probably he's going to exaggerate and kind of, you know, overcompensate.
Oh, what does
but
that not, mean?
Well, see, again, if I'm an alpha, I don't have to really brag on myself. You know, it just is what it is kind of deal. So
you know I got it.
But again, you know, if a guy has a high number, it's seen as more acceptable. And if a woman has a high number, it's like, oh, you're a whore or something's wrong with you or, you know, you're very you have a very lascivious lifestyle, so to speak. And so now, again, I don't make the rules. I just know that that's how society looks at it.
You know, I never watched The Bachelor.
Okay.
But okay. So I know this season it was very spicy because the girl that was on it, I know my daughters were watching it and I was trying to tell them, please turn that junk off.
I can't.
But you know, anyway, but I guess she stood up to the guy and because he was very concerned about her numbers. Or something like that.
Oh, yeah, because he was a virgin, right?
He was a virgin.
Was he a virgin?
Okay. He was like one of the bachelors that was a virgin. So
that's great for him.
Thing.
No judgment here. You could be a judge. You could be, you know, I mean, why is that such an important thing? Why can't a person just be that person who they are in the present moment?
Well,
why do we have to, if that was the case, gosh, we could throw stones at a few people.
I'm just going to be totally honest with you. I think it boils down to a man's ego.
Because, oh, for sure.
Because we have very fragile and...
Yes, you do. Yeah,
we have very fragile egos. So, bigger, but also, much more fragile. And so, if I've been with a woman and then I know she's sleeping with someone else, then that's going to attack my ego. It's going to have a
bearing
on my ego.
Well, yeah, if she's sleeping... First of all, nobody should sleep with multiple people at the same time. I do believe that for a variety of reasons.
We had a podcast about open relationships. We'll have to go back and revisit that.
We're
going
to have to go back and revisit that. And what about all this swinging?
Swinging?
How healthy is that for a relationship? Right. It's like, ooh, and then they have rings that identify and even like
yard things.
Art that they put to identify.
Man.
That is oh my gosh. I remember back in the 80s when a friend of mine first wanted myself and my boyfriend at the time to partake in something like that.
Right.
I used to think that was the craziest stuff I have ever heard in my life.
Exciting.
And it's detrimental for a relationship.
How do you react to that when you're approached by someone asking like.
You look at them like you're totally weird and obviously you're not. Not satisfied in the relationship you're in. It's
right.
just, and how do you, I mean, so, what guy wants to watch another man, you know, do his girlfriend or wife?
I've had clients like that actually before. You know,
I'm glad they're in therapy.
They get off on watching their woman receive pleasure. Literally.
Well, you know why? Probably because they were addicted to porn and probably.
I think porn probably does have a good
Because how could that have, how could that be, I
People
don't know.
People have a lot of different sexual fetishes.
Yeah, but what about intimacy? Where did that go out? When did that go out the window?
Well, there are
That's when you have the best sex.
When Tinder was invented.
There are different types of intimacy. And I think you're talking about like more impersonal or personal sex versus impersonal sex.
I'm talking about love and intimacy. Not just spreading your seed.
The L word.
I just wanted to ask, why is there such different perspectives when a woman has a bunch of different baby daddies versus when a guy has multiple mothers of their children?
Oh, there's a double standard. I'm not denying that there's not a double standard. There's a clear double standard.
Especially because the woman is usually the one primarily taking care of all of those children.
Because
we
care.
It's true. It's true. I agree.
So how can we fix it, Vaughn?
I don't know.
We're just picking on you. It's radio humor.
It's good. I don't know how to fix it. I do know that this double standard is out there, and a lot of people, you're going to have to figure out whether you're going to adhere to it or you're going to say, you know, screw it. I'm going to find someone who loves me for me no matter what I'm doing in my life or, you know, whatever choices I've made. But again, you want someone at the end of the day to accept you for who you are mm-hmm. and your authentic state and that you don't feel judged. That's mm-hmm. what you want at the end of the day. No matter what your experiences are or have been, you want someone who's there for you, who really gets you, who really knows you, who mm-hmm. really understands you, who really validates your experiences, who really empathizes with you. And so those are the components of some of the things that it takes to have a healthy mm-hmm. relationship. But I know we're just kind of talking about the whole sex thing. But again, those are some of the things that you, some the ingredients that lead to a healthy, satisfying, and stable and a successful relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. I want to ask so many questions.
I
really do.
A
Man's Guide to Women. Okay, so, and this is written by two PhDs,
yeah.
John Gottman and Julie Schwartz Gottman.
Yeah.
Oh, they're a couple.
Yeah, so John Gottman, he is the Einstein of couples therapy. He's the one that can predict with about a 94% accuracy rate whether a couple stays together or gets divorced. There are decades and decades of research about his theory. I'm certified in level 1, 2, and 3 in his theory, and actually my dissertation is based on his theory as well. So I'm very familiar with his theory. Great work by John Gottman, but he outlines a lot of things that men don't understand. Things about how to romance a woman, about how to you know,
there's
make
pictures
love to a woman.
Of a woman's Gigi in here.
Guys need to understand
where body is a wonderland, an anatomy lesson.
Yeah.
I like my body when it's with your body, and it's quite a new thing.
Because
anytime better than nerves more.
Anytime you make love to a woman, you're telling a story. So like it says in the book.
Really?
So yeah, it's
what?
Like who you are, who I am, and who we can be together. So a lot of guys, when they make love, they have the same routine. You have to vary up your routine a little bit because her body is a wonderland.
Just like in the kitchen, you got to change the recipe.
You do.
You
got to
change the menu.
Throw a little something in every now and then. So.
Right. Oh my God. Well, I think men are very simple. I think you guys need what? Sex, food, and sleep, and football. Right?
Football,
or some sort of sport.
Football, something like that.
Some
you
sort
know.
Of sport.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. The Man's Guide to Women. We're going to be talking about this in the upcoming weeks. I would suspect after this conversation, but we have a fantastic show today. Everyone, stay tuned. You are listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray Aviana Barrientos. I have Vaughn Eaglin in the studio, and I have Dr. Marvin Singh. He's a medical doctor and practices as an integrative gastroenterologist in San Diego, California. He is a diplomat of the American Board of Integrative Medicine and a board-certified internist. Dr. Singh was trained by Dr. Andrew Weil, a pioneer in the field of integrative medicine at the University of Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. Dr. Singh is a member of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, and the True Health Initiative. He is a graduate of Virginia Commonwealth University School of Medicine and completed his residency training in internal medicine at the University of Michigan Health Systems. His website is mindbodygreen.com. That's mindbodygreen.com. Always a pleasure. Welcome back, Dr. Singh, to One Life Radio. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure. It is. And I love what we're talking about because gut health, as they say, is at the root of all disease, right?
It is for sure. There are so many things that have correlations and their origins in gut health and imbalance of the gut microbiome.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think about when I first started reading about the gut microbiome, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, and it was a book called Missing Microbes. And by
Martin Blaser.
Yes. Thank you very much. And it was interesting to me that and I kind of had heard this before. And this goes back to, you know, things that we've known for many, many years, like the importance of a vaginal birth, the importance of breastfeeding, things like that. And that's how the gut microbiome begins. But for people, you know, that maybe don't know a lot about it, could you explain to our listeners exactly what the gut microbiome is and what it's responsible for?
Yeah, for sure. The gut microbiome is basically trillions and trillions of bacteria that live inside of our intestinal tracts. They outnumber human cells 10 to 1, and the DNA that they contain outnumbers our human DNA 100 to 1. So if you think about it, we're really not humans. We are primarily microorganisms. We just look like different kinds of people.
It's scary.
Yeah. Scary and fascinating and beautiful at the same time, actually. So what our design is basically, you can think of these microbes as kind of little pieces of the puzzle that are always moving, shifting, and changing in order to help us survive. So they actually do us a lot of good. When they get out of balance and out of whack, they can actually cause us to have health problems. But if we take care of them, just like you water a plant, you know, that you have in your house every day and take care of it nicely, it'll grow and take care of us back in return. And we often talk about the first 1,000 days of life. And there was a lot in the news a few months ago about the first 1,000 days. And what that means is that the most important time for people's microbiome to develop is actually in the first 2.5 years or so of life. And that includes even the pre-birth time period. So it's not just important once you're alive and you were born. It's also important how your parents are living and eating and reducing stress and all that stuff. So all that prenatal yoga that everybody does actually is good. Good for the baby and good for the mom.
Well, what you know, and I love that you're saying that because I do feel it's such an important subject and we forget about it. We don't really think about that. And I often think about antibiotics and the effect on the gut microbiome. Let's talk about that because I feel that is so critical.
Yeah, so and that's what Dr. Blaser's book is actually all about, is about the his antibiotics and overuse of antibiotics. And I actually wrote in a book chapter on integrative environmental medicine, the textbook, the chapter that I wrote was reviewing chemicals and antibiotics and how they affect the microbiome. And I often tell the story that one of the most interesting and kind of scary articles I came across was talking about antibiotics in our food system. So, you know, it's common for antibiotics to be given to animals in their feed. It acts as a growth promoter, makes them fat, and helps them helps prevent them from getting sick because the farmer doesn't want the animal to get sick. Otherwise, it can't use the animal.
Well,
and
you know,
it's estimated that, you know, in the United States, every individual consumes about 27 grams of antibiotics every year because of this practice.
Wow. Well, they're even putting it on oranges now. Did you know that?
Yeah, really? Oranges?
Yes, on oranges. It was news a couple of, I don't know, about 2 months ago. I was like, oh my gosh. And it's not, and that's not, you know, mainstream media is not reporting the type of stuff that we're talking about right now. And it's important because, you know, our lives are in the balance. You know, they really are. Your health is your wealth. Everyone knows that. And especially after they become sick. And as I said at the beginning, that, you know, all health or health problems are related to the gut. They start in the gut, right?
Yeah, and that's not to say that don't ever take antibiotics, because antibiotics can be life-saving medications.
Right.
They can help you. And if you're sick and you need them, then take them. But if you have a viral infection or a cold or a cough that is just very minor, has nothing to do with a bacterial infection that's making you sick, then don't take it just for the sake of taking it. Because sometimes people just say, oh, I'll take some amoxicillin or I'll take a Z-Pack. It'll help my cold. And you know, your body will help your cold if it's a viral infection. You just need to support your body during that time period.
Yeah. Well, if you're just now joining us, you are listening to Dr. Marvin Singh. He's a medical doctor and practices integrative gastroenterologist in San Diego, California. We're talking about gut health and longevity. So how important can lifestyle changes be, and what impact can they make on your health and gut microbiome?
Lifestyle changes are so important, and we often take them for granted. You know, there was a study that came out showing that if you practiced four or more lifestyle changes, you have a reduced risk of all-cause mortality by 66%.
Wow.
So that means that if you sleep well, you exercise, you eat well, and you meditate, you could reduce your risk of dying from any cause by 66%.
Yeah.
And this is fascinating because we have scientific proof showing us how this happens and how it affects our genes, how it affects our epigenetics and our genetic expression at the DNA level, and also how these things can influence the composition of the microbiome and how the microbiome is influenced by these things positively. And then outside of science and, you know, experiments and research, we have real life evidence of this because, you know, we all know about the blue zones and Dan Buettner's work with the blue zones
mm-hmm.
in different parts of the world in totally different countries. And you look at what are some of the things that they have in common and the things that they have in common that allow these people to live greater than 100 years old are these exact same things. They're not like something crazy. And I bet if you went to Sardinia and you told a 100-year-old that, hey, I think I found the key to living long, they probably laugh and say, hey, you know, we've known this. That's why we're all living so long over mm-hmm. here, you know?
Yeah. You know, so what are some signs, Dr. Singh, of an unhealthy gut?
The signs of unhealthy gut can be very wide. It could be from joint aches to arthritis,
really?
Skin problems. An unhealthy gut can be related to diabetes and being overweight. People have brain fog. People have, you know, the obvious is bowel symptoms. So they have changes in their way that their bowels are, bloating, abdominal discomfort. Now, you have to make sure that there's nothing underlying going on, like you don't have a tumor in your colon or mm-hmm. something like that, for example. But outside of that, assuming that there's nothing organically present, those are some of the things. But it's not always just stomach upset. You know, I tell people that the gut is the tattletale for the body. So even if you're feeling depressed, we often find that people have gut issues of some sort related to that, whether it's bloating or abdominal discomfort or heartburn.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking of so many different things. And my goodness, you know, what do you think about someone who would be considering like a bariatric surgery? You know, because we saw a study that found that that posed this question, that does bariatric surgery really reset the system? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, there is evidence showing that bariatric surgery does change the microbiome.
Really?
And that could be one of the reasons why people lose weight. So often, you know, as long as there's not some major health issue or it would make them, you know, sicker if they waited to have bariatric surgery, I often talk to people about health, nutrition, mm-hmm. lifestyle changes, and try to coach them to understand how they can take control of their body and health.
Yeah.
So that maybe they can avoid having surgery, because surgery is not without risk either, you know?
Well, absolutely. I would say that would be like the last thing that you would do. You would have first ask the question, am I exercising regularly? What am I eating? Am I drinking too much alcohol? Am I too stressed out? Am I not getting enough rest? All the things you talk about. Am I meditating? I just think surgery should be like the last option in my opinion. But, you know, I always go for the natural cure, if you will.
And you know, I take that to the next level, because it's not just to make blanket, you know, suggestions over health and lifestyle, but every single person is different. Everybody's microbiome is only 10 to 20% similar. Mm-hmm. So we can't say, oh, be a vegan or, oh, be paleo, because we don't really know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so what I do is I do a wide variety of high-level precision types of tests to help understand what's going on in the gut, what's going on with this person's genes and their gene expression, how old they are chromosomally, meaning like what impact their lifestyle is having on their health and aging process now.
Mm-hmm.
So we get an idea of that. I do a wide variety of these things, food testing and chemical sensitivities and those kinds of tests, and then I put together a whole program for them to really kind of understand precisely what they need to do, because mm-hmm. everybody's different. There was a study that came out recently showing that they followed people's diets for, you know, several weeks, and they checked their microbiome every single day during that time period. And it was fascinating because they could predict what changes might happen in an individual's microbiome mm-hmm. based on what they were going to eat, but it was not generalizable across the whole group of people, meaning that if I had broccoli and you had broccoli, I might have 5 changes in my microbiome with 5 bacteria, and you might have 5 different changes in your microbiome with 5 different bacteria, and they may not all be good or bad. Mm-hmm. They may be different.
Yeah, I have so many questions. What about salt in the gut microbiome, and then artificial sweeteners and the ketogenic diet, all these things?
Man, no, everyone that I hear talk about artificial sweeteners, they're like, it does nothing, it's harmless. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, artificial sweeteners can cause metabolic derangements. They can lead to glucose intolerance, and they alter the gut microbiome. There's a fair amount of literature on that. I mean, if you're drinking Coca-Cola and you're just learning about lifestyle management and you want to start losing weight, you know, not to say that going to artificial sweeteners is, you know, healthy for you, but I would say maybe it's at least a step in the right direction to get you start thinking about that kind of stuff. But you want to eventually kind of get off of all of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Because isn't digestive health accomplished with real food, just better
yeah.
food?
Real whole foods. You don't need the Coca-Cola. You don't need the sugar. You don't need the artificial sweeteners. These are just, you know, these are things that are unnecessary, and they're food-like substances. They're not real food.
Mm-hmm. What about the ketogenic diet and gut microbiome?
The ketogenic diet is also a very interesting topic. I talk about it a lot. There's a lot of research showing how in the early days, in the first 6 months, you know, when you're on a strict ketogenic diet, that the diversity in the microbiome might actually go down. But after 6 months in a group of patients with MS, they studied that the microbiome rebounded and became stronger after that. So there may be a transient period where the diversity in the microbiome becomes poor, but then it increases with time. And there's a lot of evidence about how this helps with, you know, weight loss and people with seizure disorder. I look at ketogenic diet as a therapeutic diet, not necessarily something that you might want to do for, you know, 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
When we think about diet, I don't want people to think that this is just, you know, diet implies that it's a fixed period of time.
Right.
You're going to go on a diet for 30 days. Life doesn't work like that unless you're planning on dying in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
You're planning on living for a long time. So
right.
you have to think about how you can eat in a flexible and sustainable way. You may need to cycle in and out of different eating styles, not diets, and that may help you, you know, at a variety of different points of your life, depending on what's going on, just like fasting and fasting mimicking diet can also serve that role as well. But you want to look at how you can eat for sustainability
mm-hmm.
So that you can be flexible, because you want to live your life and have fun. That's just my philosophy. You know,
absolutely.
You want to go on vacation. You don't want to be that guy who sits there and say, I can only drink water because they don't have anything keto on the menu. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
yep.
you got to live for your life, not for the minute.
I love the message, and it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much, Dr. Singh.
No problem.
Always
thank
a pleasure. You. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yes, thank you so much for the great content, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up with Von Eaglin. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. How sweet it is to be loved. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette. I'm in studio here with Aviana Barrientos, V. Mendoza, and Von Eaglin. Before we get to our content, the fundamentals of a healthy relationship, and continue talking about the man's guide to women. I can't wait to have a discussion with you again about that, Von. The opening was so much fun. But I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. And our newest newsletter, we are going to have the information. It's going to be sent out tomorrow, that Dr. Alvin Dannenberg, the suggestions that he said on the air, made on the air, what was it, like?
I guess about two weeks ago.
Yeah, his protocol and all the things that he's doing to fight the cancer that he has. And he's doing quite well, actually.
It's amazing.
That's it really cool. Is, because he should have.
He was given a three-month diagnosis last September.
Wow. Yeah, so he's doing well. So, That's excellent. But I want to put some recipes in there for mashed cauliflower. If you've never made it, it's not that difficult. And also 60-second chocolate cake in a mug. So you can check it out. And also you can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And a big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is indeed a premier, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan protein powders and supplements. And they've got a couple of new items out there, new products, Von, that you're the one that I always say you're the one that told me about Sun Warrior.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be good.
They have a ketogenic drink, like a meal replacement coming out. And also, they're going to start selling a wonderful CBD oil. So
that's
go to
cool.
And you get, if you go to sunwarrior.com, it won't be out yet for a couple of weeks, but go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. And of course, Enviromedica. They are one of our newest sponsors. We were talking about the importance of a healthy gut microbiome. I 100% endorse their products. Enviromedica, they're just fantastic. They're very high quality. And Enviromedica truly was founded to combat the negative impacts of the modern world with a mission to further the principles of evolutionary medicine as a new paradigm to healing. And their products are a new type of probiotic where it's symbiotic, which means that they occur only in nature and they utilize only the purest ingredients from around the world. Check them out at enviromedica.com. And of course, Crazy Water. I'm headed there this weekend, actually, to go get a couple of 5-gallon jugs of Crazy Water. If anybody wants me to bring them back for them. I'm going on a road trip. Not far, but you know, it'll be fun, right?
Make a day out of it.
Yeah. They've got the Crazy Water Festival, the beer festival, and 5K run coming up here in a couple of months. So check them out. Go to crazywater.com. And the Wellbeing Journal. Always love being in tune with all of what they are putting out there. The Wellbeing Journal is heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. And here we are, all of us. We're talking today about how to have a healthy relationship, the fundamentals of a healthy relationship. Okay, so Von, you're pretty well schooled on this topic. You're actually working on your thesis.
dissertation, yes.
Your dissertation.
Yeah, so.
Von Eaglin is a licensed professional counselor. If you're just now joining us, he works with two group practices in the Dallas area and is a certified couple relationship trainer and sees a wide range of clients addressing men's issues, anger management, abuse, and addiction, just to name a few. He is also a doctoral candidate at the University of North Texas. In the counseling, I've been talking too long, and higher education department, his PhD research focuses on couple relationships dialogue, and you can find him at PrestonPlaceCounseling.com or follow him on Instagram at Von Talks. And so this is our little thing where you can call in too. Bern is on with Von talking about the fundamentals of a healthy relationship. So what are the basics of a healthy relationship, Von?
The basics of a healthy relationship. So let's just outline two things first. The number one thing would be commitment. You got to have commitment, and then you have to have trust. We talked about trust in the opening segment about how it's really, really important that you can trust your partner and how trust comes in a lot of different forms in a relationship. And you have to trust them in a variety of areas. And I used a couple examples, like I need to trust that you're going to be a good father. I need to trust that you're going to be a good mother. I need to trust that you're going to be a good financial steward of your money. I need to trust that you're going to be, you're going to deal with my in-laws appropriately. I need to trust that you're going to manage your career well. I need to trust in a lot of different areas. And when you cannot trust trust your partner, there's something in the back of your mind that says, you know what, I can't depend on you. Because especially women, you look for someone who's trustworthy, who is really reliable, who can be accountable, who says what they're going to do and actually does do it. And sometimes I have guys come in my office, sometimes women too, you know, they just are taken aback. Like, I don't understand why she doesn't love me. I don't understand why we're not as close, or, you know, so on and so forth. That's my stupid voice.
I love it.
But
I love doing voices.
So they just don't get it whenever they're the ones who get, you know, they're getting on their phone. They go to a different room whenever they're having a conversation, or they have a secret life, or they have a double life, or they're lying, or they're acting fake and they put this mask on. They're not understanding that you have to have this trust, and they're degrading, they're deteriorating trust within a relationship, and they're wondering why the relationship, I'm not getting the sex that I want. Well, she doesn't trust you, man. You know, so because
it is huge, because a woman is not going to get naked with a guy that she doesn't trust.
Right, because part of sex is being vulnerable, you know, for especially for women, you know. So if you're with someone that you can't be vulnerable with, it's going to be very hard to open up, unless you're just looking for some, you know, fling, or it's impersonal sex where you're just more, I'll call impersonal sex like having masturbation with your partner, honestly. And you're not looking for personal sex.
Is that unhealthy?
I think it has its place, you know. I can't say it's necessarily unhealthy. A lot of people do it. In fact, the majority of society does it, to be honest with you. Yeah,
well, so, you know what's crazy? You say the majority of the society. What did I do with that thing? It said that, here it is. It says RIP, sex rot. The newly coined term dead bedroom describes a relationship that remains sexless for an extended period of time, as in months or yikes, years.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly common. How can that be? Why would you be married if you're, you know, that seems like that would be one of the major benefits of being married, is you get, have regular, you know, intercourse.
Okay, well,
or sex.
Statistically, most married couples do have more sex than, well, I'll say it for men. Most married men have more sex than single men, and that's just from a statistical standpoint. But I know a lot of guys who have, you know, a roster of women who they can just call up at any point. And we talked about this in the opening, that a lot of women are cheating more than men now. But sexual dysfunction is a lot more common in relationships than you would think. So, I mean, I have a lot of couples that come to my office, a normal couple, but they have sexual dysfunction within their relationship. And again, every relationship puts a different value on sex, you know, because some people highly value it. I've seen couples come in and they're really great friends, but, you know, sex is not just that important to them. And then I've seen,
which is fine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
If that's what you want out of a marriage.
From a statistical standpoint, you know, Gottman talks about how you have to have a 5-to-1 positive to negative interaction ratio in order to have a successful relationship or a stable relationship. And there are different types of stable relationships. So we're getting to the sex talk here in a second. So one relationship that's really stable, they show that 5-to-1, they're really affirming. They listen to each other. They empathize with each other. Another relationship is a little bit more conflict avoidant, but they still show the 5-to-1. In another relationship, highly volatile. So that's a couple, they argue a lot and they argue very heated. However, they may have good sex and they make up sex and stuff like that. So again, every relationship puts a different value on sex. But if you have a relationship that's just around sex, this, you know, and then, you know, you may be blinded by sex and you're missing out on some other things. You know, you're missing out on some red flags that you should be picking up on.
Yeah, because sex can blind you, right?
It can. Well, I'm going to say this word. I'm going to say this word. I had a client coin this for me. She said, you know what? My friends say that I get not hypnotized. She says, dickmatized.
Dickmatized.
Well, she said, I get dickmatized.
You know, yeah,
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And she says, yeah, I'll have sex and I'll look over other things because the man is really good in bed. You know,
I think that a lot of people do that, both sexes. So, we have a caller
on
the line.
It's Jerry from Granbury.
Hey, Jerry from Granbury. That kind of rhymes. How are you today? And thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. You're not the first person to call me that. Yeah, it's good to be listening. I'm a fan of the show, and
I just
love what we're talking about. I'm in a weird predicament right now. I started dating this girl, and she's all about time management. And every time we hang out, she's very strict about, I can only spend 3 hours with you. And then she's got to get to something else. And I totally understand. I want her to go and live her life, do everything she wants to do. But she's got this thing with time. And she does deal with OCD. It's a thing that she's always trying to keep in check. But I just, it weirds me out. And I don't know how long it's going to last in that she's always we can't spend any longer than 3 hours together, and then she's got to get to doing something else. And wow. I just feel like the foundation of what we have, I don't know how much farther it can go.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
That's interesting.
It's so interesting. So, Vaughn, you're the shrink. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. My mind is going in a lot of different directions. So I feel like the need to ask a few other questions. So, well, let me just explain OCD. You have different types of OCDs. So you have like symmetry OCD. You have contamination OCD. You have sexual types of OCD. You have self-harm OCD or harming other people OCD. You have moral scrupulosity. But she seems to have a specific form of OCD called just right, you know, where things have to be just right. I'm wondering about her schedule. Is she like really busy? Does she have a very stressful job, or does she have a lot of things on her plate right now where she just has to be conscious of time? Or are we strictly saying that, hey, this is related to her OCD or obsessive compulsive disorder?
No, she's pretty busy. I mean, she works at a pet grooming place, and it keeps her really, really busy. So it's not a matter of me wondering where she's at. It's just a matter of, you know, she's got this thing in her life that it's this OCD that she deals with, that for the foundation of us having a healthy relationship, I find myself wanting to spend more time with her. But
yeah, so
that's, you know. Okay, so we got to go to break, you guys.
Yeah.
Jerry, okay. Stay on the line. We got to go to break, and we'll be right back. Okay. So everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Pick up the phone, call up the line. Call up the request line. Call up the line. Call up the request line.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with I've got Diamond Gray in studio with us, Aviana Barrientos, V. Mendoza, and Vaughn Eaglin. If you're just joining us, Vaughn Eaglin is a licensed professional counselor, supervisor, and works with two group practices here in the Dallas area. You can find him at PrestonPlaceCounseling.com or follow him on Instagram at Vaughn Talks. We have Jerry from Grand Berry on the line, and he called to ask Vaughn and I a question. It was about your girlfriend that'll only give you 3 hours of her time at a clip, if you will. And so what's up with that, Vaughn?
Sounds a little sketchy.
It does sound sketchy.
Well,
like, what's up?
He did say she has OCD, so I think a couple of things need to happen. Number one, if she's aware of her OCD, she needs to address it by going to a therapist. So there's a specific form of therapy called exposure response prevention. So they expose you to the thing that's making you anxious, and then you kind of learn how to step down from a cognitive, behavioral, and a mindfulness standpoint. So she needs to address the OCD, so because this is something that she's going to have to manage for the long haul. And if you stay with her, this is where your part comes in, Jerry, is that you're going to have to make a decision whether or not you're going to help, like, walk her through this and accept her for where she's at. Or if what she's dealing with is too much for you in terms of the relationship, like, you know, I want to spend more than 3 hours with you at a time. And if you don't do something about this, then, you know, you may have to exit the relationship. So I don't know how long you've been with her. I don't know if you love her. I don't know where you're at within a relationship. I don't know if this is relatively new. Where are you at? I mean, do you love this young lady, or is this, you know, a new thing or what?
Yeah, I mean, we've been together for a couple months now, and I really do. I care for her a lot, and we have a good connection. And the break gave me a second to think about it. I got thinking about the love languages and all that. And I feel like in this specific situation, my love language seems to be time.
Quality time.
One of them is time spent with each other. And that's where I'm struggling with it. Whereas hers definitely seems to be touch. Our time spent together is very, almost strictly physical. And I'm not opposed to it. It is what it is, but our love languages seem to be different, and her struggle with her OCD definitely is part of it. But just trying to figure out if there's something I can do to convince her. You know, we're trying to work through it, but yeah, it's quite an interesting situation.
Well, I think how you package it is going to be really important. So understanding always precedes problem solving. So if you go and speak with her about this, I would say approach it very gently and then try to approach with a lot of curiosity. So, hey, how does this affect you? How has this affected you in your past? You know, what do you foresee in our relationship? At some point, you may want to suggest, hey, this is what I'm wanting. Are you able to provide this? So, you know, the more you understand what she's going through and what she wants in a relationship, the easier it is going to be for you to make a decision moving forward.
Well, yeah, and if it's all physical, maybe she can only take 3 hours.
Okay. She comes and sexes you down for 3 hours and then leaves. I gotta go.
Broke it down for you.
Thank you.
In and out, real quick.
Man, 3 hours is not
three
in and out.
3 hours is not bad.
Yeah,
all right, so be thankful. Be gracious.
All right. Good job,
Jerry. Gotta go.
3 hours, man.
Thank you so much for calling in. That's funny. Everyone, I hope you enjoyed the show. We always enjoy doing it. Again, a big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, Enviromedica, Crazy Water, Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, Thorne Research, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.